Well, some of you may be tuning into the Euros this week, but there's another soccer game in town. In Finglas in Dublin, a group of older men play an alternative form of traditional football, known as walking football. The sport is aimed at keeping older people involved in the game, but without the usual running, sliding or heading. Our reporter Joseph Oko has been finding out more.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Edo. Happy birthday to you.
He's a credit, 75 and still playing the walking football.
And please give us a pass the next game.
At 75, Edward Reynolds still feels young
after the back
and he's celebrating on the pitch with his teammates.
Right, so we're going to have two matches here.
They've turned up at Johnstone Park in Finglas, where they play walking football every week.
Great save, Jerry.
Jerry Malone is 73 and was introduced to the game in 2017. He joins other older men from five different teams across Dublin who meet up at the same location three times a week.
It's as the word says, walking. So the ball comes to you, you stop it generally and you pass it. So you don't go sprinting with the ball at your feet. And you don't tackle. You can't go into somebody. You can't, no slide tackles. There's a head height rule. If it goes over, it's a free against you. If you hit it high, it's a free against you. And there's no it's a very gentle, slow game. It's brilliant.
As a younger player, injuries forced him out of football, but he's made his comeback.
Everyone here has been injured sometime or another, you know. But to get out in the park like this, in weather like this, it's amazing. We have great parks and great pitches in this country. We're blessed in this country, and it's great.
I'm Paul Comiskey. I'm 56 years of age.
Paul started walking football in Finglas.
Lads who I knew were good footballers, but they hadn't got any running left in them. So I said, well, look, let's come down here. None of us have any running in us. And we've tried the walking, and it equalises it. When fellas are thinking of giving up over 35s football, rather than say, that's it for me, here I have something for you. And that's the way it's working. And as you can see yourself there, there's lads, they certainly don't look like old men when they're out on the pitch this morning. It often plays on my mind a bit is, how did we not think of this before?
The sport was primarily introduced to keep all the players active, but 70-year-old Paddy Mills says a lot of social connections have been formed.
Oh, do you know what? I've met such nice guys, unbelievable. Lads just my own age, or maybe slightly younger than me, you know, and it's brilliant for mixing. I mean, I live in the far side of the city altogether, and I come all the way over here on a Saturday morning for a game. You know, and that's the attraction. The lads are great, they're great lads. The game is great, and it's so much fun.
The crack and the banter. A lot of lads, like, you know, you're going through different issues at home or in your life. You come down here and you forget about it, and you make new friends, and you know, it's like being 20 again. You have bad days, you might struggle with a bit of depression. You come down here, you're playing football, and you're feeling great again, and this is what keeps us going.
Would that be your experience?
Absolutely, yeah. Until I started playing this a couple of years ago, I wasn't in a great space. But since I've been doing this, it's been absolutely brilliant. I've met loads of, sounds a bit mad, but loads of new friends.
Former women's football player Linda Gorman is also a fan of the game. Linda is now 67.
I finished playing football competitively when I was in my early 50s. And I never thought I'd play football again. And I never thought I'd have the opportunity to play football again. So after the first lockdown, I've been walking around the park because nothing much else you could do. I'd be a very physical person. I'd be very active. And I saw these group of people playing. And I said to myself, yeah, I could play football. This is a shout out to all the girls that I played with and played against. Go and find your local walking football and go back and play football.
And that was Linda Gorman, ending that report by Joseph Oko.